children for today, May 1st, the day that God made holy. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which had done. Genesis 2:2. God sanctified and blessed the day in which he had rested from his wondrous work. And this Sabbath, sanctified of God, was to be kept for a perpetual covenant. It was a memorial that was to stand from age to age till the close of the earth's history. God brought the Hebrews out of their Egyptian bondage and commanded them to observe his Sabbath and keep the law given in Eden. Every week he worked a miracle to establish in their minds the fact that in the beginning of the world he had instituted the Sabbath. In the third month they came to the desert of Sinai, and there the law was spoken from the mount in awful grandeur. During their stay in Egypt, Israel had so long heard and seen idolatry practiced that to a large degree they had lost their knowledge of God and of his law, and their sense of the importance and sacredness of the Sabbath. The law was given a second time to call these things to their remembrance. In God's statutes, it was defined practical religion for all mankind, before Israel was placed in the true standard of righteousness. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths you shall keep. Some, who have been anxious to make of now on effect the law of God, have quoted this word Sabbaths, interpreting to mean the annual Sabbaths of the Jews, but they do not connect this positive requirement with that which follows. For it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I am the Lord, that doth sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath before, therefore, for it's holy unto you. Every one that defileth and shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
You can find more Christian material like this one in the website www.thelordlovesyou.com.